not become a fanatic of it, but from where I come, I think I've been a convert for almost 20 years, and it's just implanted in our minds ever since we're born, right? We come into Christ and we see a lot of legalism, or we a lot of us come to Christ through fear, right? A lot of us come to Christ because of hell, or if you don't come, God's going to punish you, God is going to do this, God's going to do that. And to a certain and there is a certain truth behind it, right? I mean, we will be lost without Him, right? We are lost without Him. And we will be in eternity apart from Him if we don't have Him, correct? But that's not what I'm here to share with you guys. I'm here to share with you guys the true gospel, or the love of the Father. See, and how can we understand the love of the Father? The only way we can understand the love of the Father is if we can understand the true gospel and what it means for us to be saved, or how is it that we came to Christ. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know how I can translate that. Que no le puedo dar cátedra al Papa, ¿verdad? I know you guys are extremely well-rounded in the Word of God, and you guys know a whole lot more than I do. And I know you guys have already read Galatians many times, but it's just a reinforcement, or it's pretty much just a way that for us to listen to it again. See, for us just to listen, what is grace? For us to listen, what is the love of the Father? See, because, again, I think we're programmed that way. We programmed since we were born that society says, you got to do this, you got to do that. Our parents tell us, you better behave, you better do this, you better do that. If you want a candy, do this. Even the dentist tells us that, right? If you behave, I'll give you that. See, even teachers tells us that. When we go to school and we're in kindergarten, every kid is rewarded with a what? With a sticker. If they do what? If they behave. So it's always based on behavior. It's always based on marriage. It's always based on what we do, not with God. With God is the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite. So let's put ourselves on our feet. Put ourselves on our feet. Let's get on our feet. There we go. That's a proper way. Better way to say it. That way we can read again the Word of God. I know Brother Juan already read it, but let's read it again together. And that way we can pray. I know Brother Juan already prayed for us too. And I feel a little bit weird. I don't know if I'd share with you guys. I have shared with you guys in English. Sí, pero... I'm like, wow. So let me know when you guys are ready on Galatians 1:1-5.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
So Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. 2, and all the brothers who are with me to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our Father, our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Father, we ask you again, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to your house. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to open our mouths and just simply be grateful towards you for what you have done with us and to us. We thank you again, and we just ask you for you to be with us, Lord, for you to open our minds, for you to open our hearts, for you to talk to our lives, and so we can understand truly what it means to be saved, or so we can understand what it means to be loved by a gracious Father, and not an ogre God. In the name of Christ, we ask you. Thank you, brothers. We, again, when we come to Christ, a lot of us come through fear. And a lot of us are presented an ogre God. A lot of us are presented a God that is ready to punish you, a God that is ready to condemn you forever, right? But I want for you guys to understand the story behind Galatians. And when we see, I didn't read that far because I'm only going to be talking about from 1-5. But a lot of us have read for many times Galatians 1:6. I don't know if you guys know by memory, but Galatians 1:6 says, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. See, a lot of us think that a different gospel is being a Jehovah's Witness, or a different gospel is being a Mormon, or being a different denomination or religious point of view that is not Christianity. It's not referring to that. See, Paul is talking to the Galatians, and he's exhorting them that they have separated them from the true gospel, or that they have gone to their own way beings. And what was their own old way being? Doing things to God according to the law. They always wanted to fulfill this law and that law. They were always being laws placed on them. See, and laws are good and they should be obeyed, right? I mean, without laws, we would have a chaotic world. I mean, if there wouldn't be no signs and we wouldn't respect them, then we would get into a lot of accidents. But that being said, laws exist for that. The laws are only simply to remind us who we are. See, they're there to remind us and to guide us that us in Christ or us without Christ, we would never be able to fulfill none of those laws. See, those are laws that was just placed on humans just as a burden, just so they can keep away from God, or just so they can find a merit so they can come close to God. See, but that's not the true gospel. That's not what Paul is teaching to the church. See, as a matter of fact, in 1:1, Paul says, Paul, an apostle, not from man, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. So in verse 1, God is talking to the Galatians with authority. He's reminding them and rebuking them, letting them know that he was not called as an apostle from men. See, that he wasn't ordained just for any man, that he was ordained from God through Jesus Christ. So he just pretty much laying that out for them so they can understand the power and authority that's behind him. See, that what he wants to teach them, he wants to understand them. He wants for them to understand that it's from God. See, that he's being sent as a messenger, delivering a message to the Galatians from God. All right? So we're going to get into that. That way you guys can really see what 1:6, it simply means that they have gone astray from the true gospel. But the true gospel, again, is the opposite of grace. See, it's the opposite of living by faith. It's the opposite of coming to Christ, or Christ, or God bringing us to him through marriage. He brought us to him 100% and solely because of his grace. See, and again, I know we have heard this before. And in verse 2, it says, all the brothers who are with me to the churches of Galatia. So we are seeing in verse 2 that he's talking not only to the Galatians, but he's talking to us. He's talking to the churches. And the churches means unity. So if we're a church, if we're united, he's talking to us. The message is also for us. See, I just don't know how much grateful I am, or how grateful I feel of me understanding what grace is. See, before, again, being a Christian for almost 20 years, but for half of my life, I didn't live so much as a legalist, but man, I lived like a hamster. See, always spinning my wheels, always running, trying to do something for God, trying to do merits for God, or I should behave good, or I should not do this, or I shouldn't do that, because then God is not going to love me, or God's not going to listen to my prayers. We've always been told that if you're in sin, your prayers won't go further than the ceiling, right? See, so then when are we going to be heard then? Never. Never, because that we're always in sin. See, we're always in sin. And whoever says, no, I'm when I don't sin, well, teach me how you're doing it, or give me the secret, because the Word of God says the opposite. He says that there is no one that seeks righteousness. He says that there's not even a single person that does want to come to him. See, I just keep seeing that picture over and over again in my daily living, where I can see that it's very easy for us to get in a fight with our wife and with our kids, and we're always waiting for them to take the initial step and they approach us to ask for forgiveness, right? We're always waiting for that. Oh, let him come to me. Well, brothers, With God, it was the same way. See, but we didn't even have a clue that he existed. See, we didn't even know he existed. Maybe some of us, when we were little, we had a conscience and we know there was right and wrong, but we didn't desire God. See, the Word of God says that we were alejados de él, that we didn't want anything to do with them. See, but he's the one that took the initial step to us. He's the one that came to us. We were giving him our back, and he's the one that tapped on our shoulder so we can turn around and we can see whom he is. See, without him, there's no way that we could see that there is a God. Without him approaching us, there wouldn't be no way for me to catch his attention. It's not like our kids, they got to do some marriage so they can. And again, we see this over and over again where kids got to perform in sports, or kids got to perform in school so they can catch the attention from parents, or they can catch the attention from someone that they admire. Not with God. There's nothing that we can do to catch God's attention. We already have it. And we already have it because he gave it to us. See? We have it because he gave it to us when? Since the foundation of the world. And it's not because it's our will. In verse 3, we can see that grace to you and peace from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does it mean, grace? Grace to you, grace to you, grace to you. See, grace to you, it's again, estamos enemistados, we're far away from God. So grace was given to us so we can have peace. Peace from what? Peace from all that law, from all that burden have been placed in our lives. From all that guiltness, from the dirty conscience, or from the reminders of the devil telling us that we are sinners and that we're going straight to hell. And again, I think the biggest evangelist is the devil. See, for me. But he's always letting people know that we are lost without Christ. Right? He's always telling you, oh, you're a sinner. You're going to hell and you're bad. And again, it does have a certain truth to it. See, we are sinners. And we will be perishing, or we will perish, or would have perished if Christ wouldn't have come to our lives. So again, the law serves its purpose, and that purpose is to remind us that we are completely lost without God. But it also should remind us that the faith that we have is faith in Christ and not our faith. The faith that we have believed, it was because of God's grace, and that faith that we have deposited in Christ, and our faith is in Christ, that he has redeemed us, that he is the one that has justified us, that he is the one that paid for our sins, that he's the one that rescued us. He's the one that set us aside. It's not that, oh, I have faith in Christ. I have faith. No, you don't. You can't have faith. See, faith is given to you. And it's only given to you so you can believe in Christ, that through him is that we have grace. It's that we have redemption. And it's not that one day, and again, because we're, maybe again, I'm sharing it to myself, but through a lot of churches, we're reminded that God is coming, that God is coming, and you better repent, and you better repent, and you better be right with God. And if you're not right with God, you're going to stay behind. Don't believe that nonsense. You won't be able to be right with God. You won't be able to be right with God. You're already justified. See, not through your own marriage. You've been justified. It's not that one day you will be judged. You were already judged. See, you've been justified once and forever. See, don't think that there's things that you still got to continue doing because I gotta watch out, because God's gonna remind that. He's gonna rewind that film. How many have heard that? He's gonna rewind that film in front of us, and we're gonna see all the things that we did. No, brother. No. Grace has been given to us freely. Freely, our sins have been paid forever. When you see, Christ took our place. See, it's not that he's got to continue taking our place. That's crucifying him over and over and over again. He's been crucified only once and for all. Now he has risen and is in the right hand of God. It's just a reminder so we can remind ourselves that we've been justified forever. Forever. It's not that he's interceding again and again. He's interceding, but he already paid that price. See? He already paid that price. It's just so much burden was relieved from me when I finally understood that there's nothing that I can do to catch God's attention. That he loves me regardless. See? That he loves me unconditionally. That he loves me. Now, and we're saying, well, Ramon, then what does it mean, the true gospel? That's the true gospel. We cannot put more burden on people and tell them, you got to do this, you got to do that, in order for God to love you. See, that's false. That's placing a gospel on people that they can come to Christ through their own merits, and they're never going to be able to accomplish that. We can't. We can't come to God through our merits. We fall short. We fall short, and we will forever fall short if it was based on us. See, ni nuestra madre santa que le decimos, oh, my holy mother. Not even our mother is saint in the eyes of God. See, there's now we're saints because we're set apart for God, right? See, that we are. But we're still not living a saint life. See, that's something that we want to and that we fight for, right? But we continue fighting short. See, and then there's some things that I do want to read because I don't want to miss them, and I don't want to leave them behind, because I really want for us to understand what grace is and what does it mean to be loved by the Father. And a lot of it has to do with how our relationship was with our Father, how our relationship was with our mentor, or with the close ones that we had, or with the people that our grandma or grandpa. Again, we always thought, oh, I better do this, I better do that, because if not, grandma or dad or this. Not with God. There's nothing that you need to do. Nothing. See, so the terms of grace and peace are common terms with Paul and must be well understood. Justification must be sounded in our ears. It must be solid in our ears. We got to understand what justification means so our flesh will not permit us to take hold of it perfectly and to believe it without our heart. So again, our flesh sometimes does not permit us to really understand justification. See, we wake up in the morning and we scream at our kids, or maybe you guys know, are your grandkids, right? And we're like, oh man, I'm a horrible parent. It's yes, we did it, not a good act. But again, that has nothing to do with your salvation, and that has nothing to do with how much your Father loves you. See? I think throughout the years, as I have come to understand more and more our graces, I have come to finally really kneel down or simply be in more prayer now. Because now I feel more that it's more of a relationship now with my dad, that now he's listening, that now he's attentive to me. That now I can, como dicen, te puedes acercar confiadamente. I can now come with assurance to the Father that he's listening to me, that he is with his arms open, and he's not like me, Ramon, where I don't give the attention necessary to my kids. Whenever they come to me, they want to talk to something, we're always doing something, and people say, well, it's electronics. Newspaper has always existed, and we see that over and over again when the kids approach their parents, or a parent was with a newspaper reading, right? So it's God is not like that. See, he can be everywhere, he can be listening to everything, but he's also listening to your prayers. Not based on what you're doing, but based on his love to you. See, you're always going to be listened to. You're always going to be listened to. See. So the greeting of the Apostle Paul is refreshing. Again, grace remits sin. Grace remits sin. And peace quiets the conscience. See, all that bad stuff that we're hearing in our mind, that no, the Father's not going to listen to you. No, the Father doesn't love you. No, the Father, he's an ogre. You better not do this. You better not do that. No, brother. See, no. So sin and conscience torment us, but Christ has overcome sin now and forever. See, these two terms, grace and peace, constitute Christianity. Grace involves the remission of sins, And peace gives a happy conscience. See, peace gives a happy conscience. Whenever we have a problem with our family members, we don't want to approach them, right? Because we think we're going to be rejected. See, you know, I did this to him, he's going to reject me if I even approach him and ask him for forgiveness. Not with God. See, not with God. See, so grace involves the remission of sin, and peace gives us a happy conscience. Sin is not canceled by lawful living. Again, it's not, the sin is not going to be canceled by the way we live. For no person is able to live up to the law. See, the law reveals guilt, fills the conscience with terror, and drives men to despair. So they're just pretty much letting us know that how far we are from God. See, it tells us how lost we were without Him, right? So much less is taken away by man's invented efforts. So again, man had always placed burden on the people, and I was trying to put effort. I was telling the church to do this, to do that, to have these efforts in order for you to be listened by God, or in order to for you to get God's grace, or in order for you to seek the coming word that we hear is favor. See, do you have God's favor? Do you have God's favor, right? You got to do this in order for you to get God's favor. Oh, brother. See, there's nothing you can do to get God's favor. You already got grace. The fact is, and this is where I found myself, the more a person seeks credit for himself by his own effort, the more we try by my own effort, the deeper I go into debt. See, the more I wanted to do good, the more I ran like a hamster and stayed in the same spot. See, the more I wanted to do this and do that so I can have a peace with God and that He can listen to me, the further I was from Him. See, the more guilt I had, the more burden I had, the far away I felt from God. See, until I finally understood what grace is. And grace can be very easily misinterpreted as well. See, we can see, oh, I got grace so I can do whatever I have. No, that's not grace. That's you not understanding that you're saved and God has forgiven you forever and you just want to live as before. And that simply means you're not grateful. You're not grateful and you haven't understood what God has done in your life. You're not grateful and haven't understood that you were lost without Him and you were going straight to hell. But now, we're grateful that we're not going to hell. And we don't continue living as we did before. Or now, the things that we do them because we in gratitude and not because we're still seeking His favor. See? So, it is impossible to gain peace of conscience by the methods and the means of the world. See, there's, again, been very, a lot of different things have been given to us by the church or by institutions, and they have given us certain exercises, but those failures are going to lead us to despair. See, it always does. See, people that are always being given instructions, do this, do that, in order for you to come to God, that's going to leave you in despair. That's going to continue leaving you in the same state of mind. Lost. We find no rest of our weary bones unless we cling to the word of grace. See, there's not going to be any peace, not unless we cling ourselves to the word of grace. See, we have to. We have to. The apostle does not wish the Galatians grace and peace from our current president. He's not saying your president is going to give you peace, your boss is going to give you peace, or any other family member is going to give you peace. See, God is the only one that can give you that peace. See, God is the only one that can bring you that hope. He wishes you heavenly peace. See, so all of us know that here on earth, we're going to be living a certain amount of years, right? And we don't know how many. 60, 70, 80, 90, we don't. Although the Word of God says it. 70, it's a good number. 80, it's a very good number, right? But, see, there is still an age limit. So nothing compares for the eternal peace that He's going to give us. It doesn't matter how, again, and I said it over again, even if they would throw us in a cave for 60 or 70 years, it's not going to compare anything close to the eternal peace that we're going to have and get one day when we go to heaven. But I've said it again and over and over again. We don't have to wait for that peace. If we understand that we've been redeemed, peace can start today. See, we can start living in peace with God because God is not mad with us anymore. Or we're not in an enmity with God anymore. We've been given peace now and forever. See, we don't need to wait until we die. We can start living in peace today. See? So, the Son gave Himself for our sins so we can be at peace with our Father. See, but the Father gave His Son to us because of pure love, because of pure grace. And that's one thing that, again, we haven't seen that enough, or we haven't really grasped that enough. Sometimes we call God, my God. And it's good, but we also got to remind ourselves that He's our Father. See, a God can just be like being seen as something negative sometimes, but God can also be seen as having respect, but so can Father. Before, back in the days, I mean, people had respect for their Father, right? I think that can be seen also. We can do that. We can continue to do that when we say Father, but also the word Father to bring us peace, and we can say, man, who's the one that holds me? Who's the one that's taking care of me? See, it's my Father, a gracious Father. The one that controls the whole universe is the one that gave me grace and peace. And not because of something that I did, it's just simply because He chose to do so. See, He chose to do so. So, brothers, I can't emphasize again, over and over again, why He did that. He did that for His pure glory. He did that for His pure glory, not for me. He did it because He loves me, but for His glory. So what do I got to do? See, do you think I got, so Ramon, so we got to do something? Just be grateful. Just be grateful and glorify God. That's it. Be grateful for what He did. And again, that's why I say it again. We really got to understand how lost we were. We really got to see the whole picture of the bad side from the law. See how far away we were from God and how lost we were from God. And when we understand that we were sinners, we're going to understand how grateful we can be. Or we're going to understand that, man, I was really lost without Him. And that's where gratitude is going to come in. See, in understanding that He loves me. That He loves me. So brothers, let us remind each other that. Let us go home and reopen the letters of Galatians and let's read it again so we can see that the people were trying to place their hope in the law. That they were trying to do their efforts. They were trying to put merit. We're going to see over and over again the letter of Galatians is full of grace. Full of grace. So, thank you for your time. No le digan al pastor que cabe a las, a poco ya. To 10? No, ¿verdad? At 11?
No, it's 10.
Is that the time we're done?
No, it's 10.
Ah, okay. Ah, yes, I was looking at that time like, I'm already over, right? I'm already over. They're going to get after me. So I know there's churches that you need to finish on time. So I got a couple of more minutes.
We can have a longer break.
We can have a longer break too, right? We can estar juntos. Si no le digan al pastor. No le digan. Si no, no me invitan ya. So again, brothers, I know you guys are grounded. I know you guys understand the true gospel. I know you guys understand that being in other religions is false. But we got to understand that believing in marriage or believing in efforts is also a false gospel. That the only true gospel is believing that we are saved 100% through God's grace. And through God's grace is it that we are able to have peace. And again, that peace doesn't have to wait until we die. Why? When is that peace going to start? What problems can we have here on earth compared to the eternal peace that we have been given? See? Doesn't matter.
I think that relates, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think that relates so much to our memory verse. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? It all goes together, right?
See, God's always gracious. I mean, he always aligns everything. Everything. So thank you, brothers, again for receiving me. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for really listening to me. I think you guys are the only crowd that say yes. So Father, thank you again for the opportunity, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you because of your grace. We are able to have peace, Lord. Let us understand that. Let us come to you and see you as whom you are, Lord. That you are our Father. That you have redeemed us forever. That you have given us eternal peace. And simply because you love us. In the name of Christ, we thank you. Amen.
Gracias, hermanito.